And when I woke up, I was sick. Not only from what I had drank that previous night, but the burden of sin was heavy upon me. And not only that, but I was so sick, I knew if I died at that moment, I wasn't prepared to meet God.
Stai gute! Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear more from Ray Sparkling Eyes, a Cree from Goodfish Lake, Alberta, as he shares how God saved him and gave him a new life.
It got to the point that last summer, before I came to a decision, that I start putting dates. Like, we have treaty days here in our reserve, and I would say to myself, after this big sports day, I'll get right with the Lord. I will come to Him and accept Him as my personal Savior. And this day that I have set after this sports day would come, and then it would come and go, and still I didn't do what I intended to do. So I set another date, and this went on the whole summer. I'd set a date, and then it would just come and go. I still wasn't right with God. And it got so that I knew what I ought to do, because I believe the Holy Spirit of God was speaking to me, was dealing with me, and I was just not willing to do what He was telling me. And then this one Sunday, our ball team went to play a baseball game off our reservation to compete with some of the off-reserve people. And we played ball. I'm not sure who even won, but just after the ball game, they said there's going to be a dance after midnight. And that was announced. And so most of our friends, our ball team, stayed for that, for the dance. But meanwhile, as we were waiting for midnight to come, but shortly after the games were over, there was this preacher pulling a little trailer, and all that. He was living in a little trailer. But he started inviting people to come into this little schoolhouse there, and he was going to have a service, a gospel service. And a lot of people were going in, and there was not very many left outside. I didn't want to really go in, because what was bothering me, because this voice that was speaking to me in my heart. But finally, one of my friends told me, well, everybody's going in, why don't we go in? So we went in. When we went into the schoolhouse, it was full, and the only bench that was left in that schoolhouse was the front one. And, well, this preacher, first of all, sowed some slides, and there was prayer and singing. And I love to sing, because I was brought up in a church, but a church that didn't preach the gospel. They didn't preach how a person can get right with God, that is, how a person can be forgiven of his sin, The church I went to didn't preach that. But in that church, they sang this old songs like the gospel hymns that our forefathers many years ago used to sing, and even were still singing in a church that I was brought up in. And so I guess this preacher noticed that I was singing these hymns that he had chosen for the service. I was singing, and I enjoyed singing. And so finally the service was over. And right after the service, I was the first one that he came over to shake my hand and talk to me. But almost the first question he asked me was, "Are you a Christian? Are you saved?" And this is the very thing that had been troubling me. And just to get away from him, I said, "Yes," and just that's all I said. And so he didn't say any more. Anyway, that night, I stayed for a dance, not only me, but most of our ball team stayed for a dance, and the dance started finally after midnight, and I think about the first dance I had, I'm sure it was, the girl I was dancing with asked me this very same question, "Ray, are you a Christian? Are you saved?" Man, I almost fell through the floor at what she said, because I didn't expect her to ask me this very question that I was being asked by the preacher, and I just didn't answer her either. I just didn't say anything. I couldn't say anything, and that's the way. I stayed for the dance, and there was a friend of ours had just come home from the army, and he threw a big party that night, and it was moonshine. And I came home. That schoolhouse is about, I'd say, about 4 or 5 miles from our home. But my parents were away for that time. I was home all by myself. You know, I went to bed when I got home, and when I woke up, I was sick. Not only from what I had drank that previous night, but the burden of sin was heavy upon me. And not only that, but I was so sick, I knew if I died at that moment, I wasn't prepared to meet God. I had been running for a long time from God. He finally got up to me where I couldn't go any further. And it was in that condition I cried to God for His mercy. I have heard about the gospel, how the Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven, was born in a manger, grew up amongst people, walked on earth and did miracles and also taught about His Heavenly Father, about God. And then He was crucified on the tree. His body was broken. His blood was shed for the forgiveness of sin. And at that very moment, I cried upon the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive me my sin, to change me, that is, to come into my life. But also with it, I told the Lord then that I would serve him until I die. That's about, it's over 50 years ago when I came to the Lord. I thank God for saving my soul, for changing my life. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He is a new person. I do thank God for the shed blood that cleansed my sin from my heart. But you know, I must say that the Christian life is not always easy. There are your old friends are not happy because you have chosen a different lifestyle. You have chosen to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. One thing that encourages me is when Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. There is no other way but by me. It is only the way to the Father in heaven. It is through Jesus Christ. And I also thank God for the Word of God. The Word of God, the Bible, is the absolute truth. I have discovered that the promises in the Word of God are spirit and they are life. They have been a source of strength in my life and a source of direction. And also, as a Christian, I thank God for all his blessings.
Did you know that there are many native people who have come to trust Jesus as the one who saves them from their wrongdoing? It's true, and I'm one of them. And there are many others who have discovered that God has made a way for them to be right with him. Have you come to the place where you recognize that you are a sinner and that your wrongdoing has separated you from your Creator? Are you ready to accept his love and forgiveness by turning to Jesus? Jesus died in your place, and if you put your trust in him, he will save you from the judgment we all deserve. God tells us in the Bible, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." What are you waiting for? Want to know more? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also online at facebook.com/withoutreservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's more to Ray's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.